Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz.
It is time for the real or fake news quiz, where every Monday around this time, I, Carl, tell the people in the studio headlines. And today, Kim, Ethan, and Mark are going to tell me if they are real or fake.
I blew it last week. Bigly. Big time, Kim. We'll let Matthew win. Matthew crushed it. He didn't miss a single answer.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
And then, of course, we started this. Kim, you were not here. The winner gets to pick the music for that Friday. And then I asked Matthew about this.
You originally said Monday. We switched that to Friday.
Monday. Yeah.
Yes.
Not my choice. But Matthew never sent any music in.
Oh, all right.
And I asked him, and that's his fault. Yeah. So, Kim, now there are steaks.
I'm just thinking steak, yeah. Like a juicy
steak. A steak dinner, yeah.
I like mine medium rare, please.
That's the steak we want. Yeah.
I'm not, no. But since you were not here last week, and the person that sat in your chair, you get to go first.
Joy.
And it's all about the big game.
Nice.
Super Bowl licks. L-I-X.
Ah, nice. Okay.
59. So, Kim St. Ange, Super Bowl games and festivities go hand in hand with food and drink, making it the highest food consumption date in the United States. Real or fake?
I know the amount of wings people eat on the Super Bowl is the most wings out of the year, so I'll just say for that reason that's real.
Ethan Bright.
I have questions that I'm not going to ask, but I'll ask later. I'm going to say real as well.
I'll say fake.
It's fake. You people forgetting about
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Oh,
that's what I was thinking.
That's what I was thinking.
About Thanksgiving.
All right.
That's not what I told you. Ethan Bright. Real or fake? 4,000 fans were surveyed by casino.com. And some of them were in Missouri. Missouri's favorite beer is Bud Light. Real or fake is their second favorite beer, Modelo. Real or fake?
So you said their first one is?
The first one is Bud Light.
Bud Light.
That's what I didn't want you guys looking up.
Okay.
And then I figured out if you did, I would find out what the second one was because I don't trust you people.
All right, you don't.
Okay. I'm going to go fake.
Mark Cox, is Modelo the number 2 beer in Missouri? Real or fake?
I'll say fake.
I'll say real.
It's fake. It's Michelob Ultra.
Ultra, yep.
I thought for sure it was Bud Select.
Followed by Budweiser Heavy.
Bud, oh yeah, nice. See, that makes sense for Missouri.
Mark Cox, real or fake? Missourians spend about $50 on beer for the Super Bowl.
Real on average?
Average.
In the state of Missouri?
Mm-hmm.
I'll go fake on that.
Kim Sainz.
That seems a little high.
It seems high. Fake.
I'm going to go real.
It's fake. It's actually 61.
No, I would assume for people hosting a Super Bowl party or something.
Right.
Because a 12-pack's not going to cost you that much. Who's sitting down to drink a 12-pack on...
Unless you buy them at the stadium.
Yeah. Thank you.
Kim St. Ange, we talked about buffalo wings. Those are the number one. And including in Missouri, they're the number one favorite snack. But real or fake, queso dip is the number one Super Bowl dip in the state of Missouri?
Fake.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go fake.
Mark Cox.
I'm sorry. I'd like to disagree with these two, but I think that's fake as well.
It's real.
Really?
Buffalo chicken dip is second.
Huh.
But queso, I mean, it's just, all you do is melt
some
cheese.
Wow, we all missed that one. Okay.
I'm doing awesome, by the way.
You and Mark are actually tied. Kim has not gotten a single one. All right. Real or fake, Ethan Bright, some Super Bowls have featured rematches, including this year. There have been 8 Super Bowl rematches. This is year 59.
Sure. Let's go real.
Mark Cox. Real or fake?
I'll go real.
Kim Sainach.
I didn't listen to the question because I was thinking about the fact that I think I did get one right. I'm just saying.
I did get one right. I don't even know what the question was
because I was just thinking about how you got that incorrect.
All right.
That's fake news that I have not gotten any correct. Back to what you asked, since I don't remember what it was, I'll say...
Real or fake, have there been 8 Super Bowl rematches, including this year?
Sure. Real.
That is real.
It is real. All right.
This happened. See, now Kim has 2 right.
Thank you.
And Mark and Ethan both have 3 right. Mark Cox, real or fake, the first Super Bowl was not called the Super Bowl. Real or fake?
The way you're saying that is weird. Like, if you said the first football championship was not called the Super Bowl, I would say that's real. But if it was the first Super Bowl, it would have been called the first Super Bowl. I think you're tricking me there.
Real
so
or
I'm
fake?
I'm going to say that's fake.
Kim Sainach.
I like Mark's logic. I'll say fake.
Yeah, I was going to go with the 2. Fake.
It's real.
No.
Because they started calling it the Super Bowl... Super Bowl 3. So it was the AFC-NFC championship back then, but they retroactively called the Super Bowl now.
Okay.
So they were the Super Bowl, but they just didn't call it that because they started calling
it
the Super
Bowl. I know how you work. I'm starting to figure out how your brain works.
3.
Uh-huh.
Kim Sainach, Super Bowl winners get $83,000. The losers get nothing, real or fake.
The fake?
Ethan Bright.
I believe it's fake.
Mark Cox.
I believe that's fake.
That is correct. It is fake. The losers gets $42,000.
Okay, half?
Each, yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Right about half. All right, let me see. Where am I here? And who's up? Oh, Ethan Bright. Ethan Bright.
Yes.
Real or fake? Typically, the Super Bowl uses... less than 100 balls in a game. Real or fake?
I'm going to say that is real. Less than, yes, real.
I'm going with real.
Kim Sainach.
I'll say fake.
It is fake. They use approximately 120. Each team gets 54 balls, and they take them randomly. Usually, you're thinking about the kicking. When there's a whole bunch of kicking, those balls get tossed. So like punt or extra point or anything.
They just throw them away when they're done?
They don't reuse them. They're only used for like a play or two.
Who knew? I did not know that.
I did. That's why I'm telling you. Mark Cox, real or fake? Oh, by the way, all 3 of you are tied now.
Oh, great.
Of course.
Great. All right, no pressure. We're
real
almost done.
Real or fake? Mark Cox, every player in the big game gets a loaner car to drive around the host city leading up to Super Bowl Sunday. Real or fake?
I'm going to go with fake on that.
Sounds weird enough to be real.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go fake.
It is real.
Oh,
and coming from behind. Winning. Kim Sainach comes from behind to take the victory.
So every single player, whether they play or not, gets a car to drive around New Orleans.
They used to be Cadillacs. I'm not sure if they are this year, but they get like Escalades and they get to drive around.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
So they all come to the...
what a waste of money.
I know. Like, now
I
you know where all your money's going.
Picked up on like a shuttle.
Yeah,
like
me too.
Fancy
like
shuttle.
They get bussed in.
Right. Team building.
All right.
Kim, you get to pick the music.
Congratulations, Kim. No Kendrick Lamar, please.
We'll see.
Get more at 971talk.com.